This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1325. Empower your English with OKRs. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You want to get better at English conversations, or do you have some other specific goal for your English this year? Today, we show you our system that helps you go deep and feel empowered to achieve your goals. Find out more today. How do you know whether to use the word absolutely or definitely? What can you say in English when people keep mispronouncing your name? These are just a few of the connection topics that are coming up in the next few weeks on All Ears English. But you will miss these episodes if you don't hit the follow button. So hit that follow button on All Ears English now, wherever you listen. You'll get new episodes 5 days a week. And thank you for listening to our show. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, not much, Jessica. I've had a good week. We're recording on a Friday, so
yeah.
I'm feeling good because I had a solid week of focused work and a little bit of play on the side, but mostly just knowing what I wanted to accomplish this week was huge, and getting it done. It's huge.
Are you feeling more focused right now?
Feeling a lot more focused since we implemented a brand new system, and I think our listeners would want to know about this because they could use this for their English learning too.
Yes, guys, we are so excited to share this system with you because it has like, it literally has been a game changer for us in our work with All Ears English. And then I've also implemented this strategy personally. Guys, oh my gosh, focus. This is the name of the game right now.
Oh, it's so powerful, especially because I'm sure our listeners are also feeling distracted, right? Even if you're online, there are thousands of things that you could be doing. But the problem starts when we start to dig a lot of shallow holes. And that's what we tend to do because we have so many great ideas of things we want to do to move All Ears English forward, but we want to do them all at the same time. And that can never happen.
Exactly. So we're talking about this strategy of OKRs, and we are going to explain this to you today. And you are going to want to apply this to everything in your life, guys. I'm telling you right now. But this idea of digging shallow holes, like I have talked about this book and this strategy, OKRs, with everyone for the past month. Like every conversation comes back to OKRs for me. Because this
That's
is
awesome.
The, right? Like shallow holes, guys. What does this mean? It means you're like, you have 20 things that you want to do. So you do a little bit for one goal, another little bit for another goal. And you know what? You don't really make significant progress on anything.
It's dangerous. So that's why this system is powerful. So guys, where did this come from? We did not come up with OKRs.
Not ours.
Right? So some very smart people came up with this. So this actually is a system that was used within Intel, the company Intel, and now Google has adopted it, and they've used it for the last, I think, 10 or 15 years, for quite a while. We read a book this year by John Doerr called Measure What Matters. And this was our new system we implemented at the start of the new year to see what we could create with this idea of focusing, guys. So that's where it comes from. Let's explain to our listeners how they could apply this system to their lives with English or their personal lives too.
Yeah, totally. So you guys are going to get a lot of examples of this today because Lindsay and I will tell you how we've been using it. So it'll be easier to understand. But let me explain first, like what is it? What are we talking about? So OKR is the acronym for this strategy, guys. So O is objective, right? What is your goal? What's your big goal? And then the KR stands for key results. So these are measurable actions you can take to accomplish your bigger goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love how when we create our OKRs, we write our objective first, that big goal, and then everything, every key result falls underneath it. So we're not jumping between a bunch of different objectives. We could have a few sets of OKRs, right? We could have in a given week if we're doing a lot. But for you guys, you may just want to focus on one at a time. So one objective and, you know, 3 to 5 key results.
Totally. I think the best thing, guys, I mean, we're going to tell you how to use this to improve your English, specifically your conversational fluency, right? We're focusing on one aspect that you guys want to improve. So we're going to give you an example OKR for that today. But I do recommend having an OKR for like all the areas of your life. I mean, so Lindsay and I have 2 or 3 professional OKRs every week that we work on. But then I also personally, I develop a personal OKR for myself every week. Because again, like there's so much stuff that we want to do, right? Yes. You want to like get healthy mentally, physically, talk to friends, do whatever. There's so much. So this will just help you focus.
Yeah, this is awesome. I mean, in the past couple of weeks, I've talked to a lot of our students who are part of the Website Wizard Club, Jessica. So out of those conversations, I can imagine a lot of people may want to set an objective of being able to keep up in a meeting, right? Being able to interject in that meeting. That could be a great objective, right? All of your colleagues are native speakers. You're at the meeting. You have great ideas, but your objective is to be able to speak up, keep track of what they're saying and speak up. And so under that, we could have lots of goals. But let's go back to the conversational fluency objective, because I think a lot of our listeners want exactly that. They want to go deep.
Totally. That's why you guys are here, right? So this, these key results are, these are like tasks, right? That you're going to add to your schedule. So another big part of this, guys, this is about planning and transparency and being realistic about what you can accomplish. And at the same time, pushing yourself to accomplish more, right? Mm-hmm. Pushing yourself into directions that maybe you wouldn't have tried before because you're like, that's too hard. It seems too big. But if you like measure it and plan it out, guys, like you can do this. Okay. So one example key result for this objective would be speak out loud for 10 minutes a day. And just this is just talking to yourself, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. And just to clarify the time frame, so this set of OKRs, this one OKR set would be great for a 10-day period of time. Yeah. So you can decide the period of time. It could be 7 days, it could be 14 days, it could be an entire quarter if you want to go big like that, right? Yeah. But we like to break ours down into 7-day cadences, actually.
Yeah, Lindsay and I have been doing like weekly OKRs, and which for us works because there's so much, guys, all here's English. We have such big plans. And we are so excited to bring you guys into these plans, but we have to get them done first, right? So we really go weekly because there's so much we want to do.
But for this one here, we've set this up as a 10-day plan. But just know, guys, your set of time could be flexible depending on what your schedule like looks like and how much time you have. Okay. So
totally.
All right. So speak out loud is number one for 10 minutes a day. And our key results are always measurable with a number, right?
Yes. This is really important, guys, because this is the other thing, like with having ideas and goals. Those are easy to come up with, right? You could just sit down and be like, I want to do this. I want to be this. I want to, you know, change this. But you're not going to accomplish that unless you have like very specific measurable things. That's the key here, right? Attach all of these things to numbers. So the second one is start conversations with 3 people this week in English, of course, right? So it could be a coworker. It could be a person online that you're going to connect to, like in our Facebook group, for example. It could be you're standing in line at a cafe and there's an English speaker in front of you. You're like, oh, I've only spoken to 2 people in English this week. I need number 3. You're number 3.
Yeah, it's true. And I like how this does provide that clarity. We know whether we've accomplished it or not by the end of the week. It's very measurable.
So that's the other thing, right? Like being reflective, looking at your OKRs at the end of this 10-day period, guys, looking at these things and giving yourself a grade, right?
Yes.
Did you complete this 100%? It was this like awesome, totally completed. Mm-hmm. Then give yourself like 100%. Give yourself a green light, right? You did everything awesomely. And then maybe look at another one and be like, oh, I only talked to one person. Okay, well, that is a red. I didn't complete that. I'm going to try harder next week or change my goal maybe.
Guys, the only way to make sure that you don't miss a single thing on All Ears English is to hit subscribe. So hit subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Thanks for listening to All Ears English.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and there's another piece to this too, where we go about actually grading the goals that we set. Was that a good goal? The key results. We say like, was that a good key result or not? So if you want to take it to the next level, you can do that too.
We haven't
explored that quite as much, but I think as we get better and better, we'll get into that. We'll be like, oh, was this a good key result or could I have made it better? Was it too aggressive? Was it not aggressive enough?
Exactly. Right?
There's lots of things we can do. I love
it. So much. Guys, you guys have to read this book. All right. What's another key result they could do for conversational fluency?
Okay, so far we've said speaking out loud for 10 minutes a day and starting a conversation with three people. The next thing, guys, is you want to add some passive listening. You know, this podcast is a good example of passive listening where you're not trying to understand every single little thing, but English is just coming in. You're just bringing it into yourself, right?
Yeah. So we talk about this on the IELTS side quite a bit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how can I improve all of these skills? And this is one of the ways that you can immerse yourself in English more often, right? It doesn't have to all be taking a lesson and doing a quiz. Like, you shouldn't be doing that anyway. But having this English environment, right? Mm-hmm. So this passive input, putting our podcast on, putting any English podcast on in the background while you're doing dishes, folding laundry, all that stuff you're going to be doing anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of our listeners listen to the show on the way to work, maybe in their car, on the train. And I can't tell you how many emails we get from students who say how much they've improved since they started. You know, many of them have been listening for 2, 3, 4 years. And they say that they came in at first and found our show and they just couldn't get, you know, more than 20%. And now they've moved up to 80%. We get those emails all the time, guys. So this is a good example of when you're interested in something and you look forward to it. It feels less like learning and it's not drudgery. It's actually entertainment.
Yes. And guys, learning English should be fun. Exactly. If it's not fun, you're not learning anything. And that's totally true. And on that note, guys, if you are listening to this podcast right now and enjoying it, then don't forget to subscribe. All right.
Yes.
Hit subscribe so you never miss one of these amazing episodes.
Yeah. I mean, we've put out a lot of bonus episodes in the last few months, opportunities to be part of the Website Wizard Club, webinars, all sorts of things that you will miss if you're not subscribed. So go and hit subscribe now, guys.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So if we contrast passive input with another skill, we would call that active input. So because as we're recording this, the Oscars just happened, I want you guys to choose one Oscar-winning movie, watch that movie with like actively, right? You are trying to understand what's happening. Put the subtitles on. There's nothing wrong with that. Put the subtitles on in English, not your own language, in English, so you could read along and understand more. And then after that, follow that with another action. Post a review on IMDb, for example, or Rotten Tomatoes, or even just your social media page.
Yeah, so we've got the passive listening and the active listening, because of course when we're watching a movie, we do need to be in it fully, yeah. Right? We're there and we kind of need to catch most conversations in the movie. Yeah.
Did you have a favorite of the Oscar nominees or winners this year, Lindsay?
Yeah, I only caught the end of it, and I did see, what did I see? I liked Renee Zellweger's speech because she played Judy, and I loved the movie Judy, and actually she was my favorite of all of the Oscars.
Awesome.
I thought she was awesome. Yeah.
That was one I didn't see. I did see Ford versus Ferrari, which was amazing. Parasite. That's not English. That's Korean.
I didn't
but
see that. But
incredible.
That won a lot of awards, actually.
Yes.
Yes.
So exciting. Oh my God. So many good movies. And Joker. I really like that too. Okay.
Oh
anyway.
Oh my gosh. Me too.
So what's another action that our students can do in the next 10 days, Lindsay?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of, those are the four that I think work. Did you have another one in mind? I think those four will keep them pretty busy.
That's true. I think that's enough, guys. So like we said at the beginning, it is important also to be realistic. And just as like a side note, because I told you guys that I do a personal one for myself.
Yeah.
This has really helped my anxiety. This is my major thing is anxiety that I have to like control all the time.
Okay.
So this has helped me in that way, because now, like every week I have like one personal objective, and it really clarifies how I spend my time productively and healthily, right? So
that's
it's not
fantastic.
Like I need to start that book I want to write, but I also need to work out and do this with my dogs. No, I have like one objective.
Yeah.
And then I focus on that every week. So
awesome. each week is a different kind of theme. Like the key result is around like health or work or
exactly.
Or, yeah. That's a good idea. That helps you to focus and then you come back around. That's an area where I have not ventured into yet, which is setting my personal OKRs, but I should. You're inspiring me here. I really should.
I was talking to an IELTS student yesterday, guys. Uh-huh. If you're not a subscriber on IELTS Energy, also
yeah,
do
you
that.
Should be.
I was talking to one of our IELTS students yesterday, and she was saying how empowered she feels listening to our show and doing
That's
our
awesome.
Course, and just like she's so excited and like just feeling such huge confidence these days because of our material. And that was amazing to me, just this word empowering. She kept coming back to that word. And that is something that these OKRs will do for you guys.
Yes.
You will be empowered to get things done and to feel good about your time.
Oh, for sure. So we want to know if you guys grab this concept, take this idea and use it. And how do you use it, right? So come back to our blog, come back to 1325 on the All Ears English blog and tell us what your OKRs are going to be for the next 10 days. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome. Or maybe if you like write them down on a piece of paper, guys, take a picture of yourself with your OKRs, post it on Instagram,
hashtag
All Ears English.
Oh, that'd be cool. I love that idea. All right, guys. Well, this has been fun, Jessica. Thanks for talking about this. So important. And it comes down to being empowered. That's the word of 2020. I think it is.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I love it, guys. I'm so excited to hear how this experience goes for you guys. And remember, don't miss another Empowering All Ears English lesson, guys. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right. Sounds good. I'll see you soon, Jessica. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Enjoy. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.